This is gonna be so much worse than the first time. This is our second time filming this because someone forgot to check the test videos that we did.
You say someone as if it wasn't both of us. Just started testing and then didn't even stop to check it.
No, we were like, yeah, this is fine. And then we went into it and recorded like an hour and a half. And the whole audio was just echoey. Because we put the noise reduction on.
It's fine, you live and you learn.
Hello, hello, Munchkins, and welcome to the A Lover's Chat podcast. You're here with Arena.
And Agnessa, and welcome to our first episode.
The podcast. Let's talk about it. So we initially created this podcast because we wanted to have a space where we can talk about our experiences, our perspectives on sports, and our journeys, and we also want to get other people involved so we can provide you guys with as much information as possible.
And how it's shaped our perspectives on life now, in what we do now. And other people's experiences, obviously, because I feel like, especially growing up doing sport, everyone kind of grows up with a different mindset, perspective, like approach to life. And yeah, it's interesting how childhood sport shapes the way you think now.
Indeed. We want to get as many different guests as we can.
Yeah.
Just because we want to get like a holistic perspective on things. And we also want to get people who haven't done sport or don't take sport as seriously and as intensely, and how that's framed their mind to health and fitness and just to life in general, because it's impacted our life a lot throughout the years. And I think especially recently, our mindset has changed towards things. But I think that's all there is to it. I mean, as we go on with the different episodes, we'll talk about different themes. For example, like the well-being, injuries, the challenges we face, like, because we did the same sport, like competition between us and between friends, social life and stuff like that.
And it is mainly sport focused, but that's...
it infiltrates different aspects of your life.
Yeah, so it will kind of be like, we'll talk a bit about everything,
yeah,
I feel like, but the main kind of focus is the way that sport and growing up doing sports all throughout our childhood has shaped how we live our lives now. And yeah, hopefully people can hopefully people can kind of like draw on our experiences and their own experiences. And what we were saying is that it's kind of a bit of a reflection.
Self-evaluation.
You guys get to listen to it. Self-evaluation.
www.
EBI.
Yeah, I think in this episode we just want to cover what it's about, and also a brief overview of our journey, just so you guys kind of understand a bit about our experience. But we're going to delve into different aspects as we go on. This shouldn't be a long episode. Shouldn't being the key word there. So I'm going to let Agnessa start off, because last time we did this, it was a lot better structured coming from her.
It was. Are we going forwards or backtracking?
Forwards.
Okay, but I'm going to cover it briefly, because then we'll go into more kind of separate phases, maybe in some.
Yeah, I think we will do it as phases, like early childhood,
something,
midlife crisis,
something like that. Okay, should I start then?
Sigh. Yeah.
Okay, so we have done sports basically since we can remember. I must have started kind of baby ballet and artistic gymnastics around the age of 3 I want to say three is when I started ballet.
Maybe four. I wanted to say five because...
Yeah, it was very young.
She's currently 19. I'm currently 22.
Yeah.
And just to get a perspective on things. So we started sport in general when she was three or four and I was five or six.
Yeah. So just bear in mind that there's a 2.5 age gap between us, but we
it
do
feel like
it. Let's just bear that in mind as I say this, that she is 2.5. It's older than me. So obviously when Arena talks about her journey, then do the maths.
Because we ain't doing it for you.
My stomach is making so
many noise. The mic.
No, okay, anyway, I'll start. So anyway, we were doing kind of artistic gymnastics and baby ballet. I say baby ballet for kids. And we started ballet at probably around, for me, the age of three. And I want to say maybe around three or four, we started also artistic gymnastics. And so that's kind of how it all started. Then maybe around like four or five, started acrobatic gymnastics. I did that for a while. And alongside that, I honestly don't remember what came first, but we started rhythmic gymnastics, which is kind of the main focus for me personally, for my like sports career as a child, if you can call it that. But yeah, so I started rhythmic gymnastics, I think at the age of four, and alongside for a few years doing kind of acrobatics. But yeah, as I said, rhythmic gymnastics was the main focus. And yeah, I had done rhythmic gymnastics for like 12 years up until, now I have to do the maths. But I started at four, ended like, yeah, around the age of 16. Yeah, what should I say really about that? It was an intense period, like from the age of four. It was like progressing quickly. It was intense.
Yeah.
Intense training,
like four times
a week, plus in addition to that I was doing ballet, so essentially I was training maybe like 6 or 7 days a week, basically almost every day doing either gymnastics or ballet. So it was intense, and this was every day.
Swimming as well.
I don't even remember that. It was every day after school, like full-on school gymnastics or school ballet, maybe swimming. We had such a like intense childhood. My stomach.
I know, I heard it.
Plus playing like musical instruments. Yeah. Like it was jam-packed. But yeah, what should I say about like gymnastics?
I mean, I think just cover what you're doing now, like post gymnastics, maybe a bit why you stopped, because I think we'll cover the gymnastics period separately, because it's there's way too much to go into right now.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, so around the age of 15-16 is when basically I had a really bad hip injury, and it was as I was preparing for the Commonwealth trials. So it was kind of like my peak point in gymnastics, which is like very upsetting when I think about it. But that's when I got an injury in my hip. Literally could not train. I could not walk. I remember when our mum came to pick me up from training, and she said that I looked like grey. I couldn't walk from the training hall to the car park. It was an injury. It was rough. But yeah, so eventually I did have to have hip surgery, which basically, unfortunately, terminated my gymnastics career. Because, yeah, it was a major hip surgery. Obviously, once you reach a certain point, like, it's very difficult to regress so much that I thought at that point it was I'd gotten to a point where there was, I couldn't really go much further training like this, because also for us, academics was always priority.
Yeah, academics was definitely pushed a lot on us.
Yeah, so as I was nearing my exams and I have like GCSEs, A levels, plus academics, basically education, I was like, okay, unfortunately it's out of my control. I didn't want to quit, but I was kind of forced out of it. Anyway, long story short, after that, obviously took a really long time out of anything after my hip surgery, so maybe like 6 months to a year, didn't do much. If anything, started going to like the gym just to like use the machines, rehab for my hip. And then I did actually carry on with ballet for 3 years after that, and it actually went pretty well. I did decently well in ballet after that.
You did very well in ballet.
But yeah, and now since I started uni last September, I have been really into calisthenics. Dare I say, it's my new passion. And so yeah, currently training calisthenics. Unfortunately, no longer doing ballet or gymnastics, but I am coaching gymnastics. So I guess I'm kind of still involved. Because yeah, obviously it was a huge part of my life. I love it. Anyway. Arena.
That was quite a good summary.
Thank you.
Okay. My early years were basically the same, because we got moved around the sports together. So started artistic, and I think we started ballet for our posture in artistic, if I am not mistaken. I don't know if we started acro while we were doing artistic.
I could not tell you, because I do not remember. I have like small memories of doing acro.
But I just remember the head coach of artistic not liking me.
You're a little like hooligan.
So we stopped. I don't know if, I can't remember. I don't think I got kicked out of artistic, but
We don't remember. There were talks of you being kicked out, but we don't actually remember what happened.
There's no concrete evidence.
The evidence was that you messed around.
Yeah, I didn't take it seriously. I don't know if it wasn't serious. I just...
Who knows?
No one knows. And then we went into acro. I think we did rhythmic gymnastics at the same time as we were doing acro. So we weren't doing either one that seriously. I could not tell you for the life of me the age that we stopped acro. I just remember, I could actually estimate it, because I was in year four, because I broke my wrist because I got thrown backwards.
You were like nine.
And
I was going to say, yeah, I was about seven.
So that's when we stopped, because when I broke my wrist, our parents was like, oh, it's too dangerous, or something like that. It was something along those lines. I was the common denominator of us leaving the sports, unfortunately. I really liked acro. Bring it back. Anyways, not the point in the slightest. Then that's when rhythmic gymnastics got a lot more serious, I think, because our time became really focused on that. And we did ballet on the side, but it wasn't really, I wouldn't say ballet was that intense.
No.
It was just like a lesson a week.
It was a supplement to our rhythmic gymnastics, because ballet is a key focus of, I mean, it's all about the technique and stuff. My ballet later on in life, that was when I was doing like ballet.
Yeah, because like I didn't do serious ballet.
Yeah.
I was so bored.
Yeah, you didn't really enjoy it.
I didn't like it. So then I stopped around the same age as Agnesa, not the same time. I stopped before her. I was around 16 as well, because I also had an injury, so I got a knee operation. And then it was year 12, because I remember hobbling around trying to get up and down the stairs in school. And that's when I stopped, which was kind of good timing for uni, because that's when things started to get intense. It was also COVID. So trainings weren't really trainings. Like, we do stuff at home.
During COVID?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was training every day during COVID.
Yeah, we were training online every day. I was also recovering from...
I don't remember what you were doing during COVID, if I...
I was... If I'm honest. Oh, I was mashing out economics A-levels.
Oh, yeah.
I was... That was a long day, because I was failing econ so badly in year 12. I was getting, like, E's and, I think, U's.
Okay. Just giving you the story.
So, I was on my academic grind while I was recovering from injuries, which kind of worked out for the best. Then I did figure skating for a bit. I can't remember if I did it before or after my injury. I want to say it was after, because I want to say it was year 13.
I can't help you.
I think it was year 13 that I did figure skating for a bit. Dabbled in it. Didn't really stick. Then I started uni, and for the first year and a half of uni, I did taekwondo. Really enjoyed it. Want to go back. Just the club vibes went a bit downhill. And then I started powerlifting like a year and a half ago. So I'm doing that at the moment, and I've been integrating Cali, if you can say that. I'm not really taking Cali training seriously, but Agnesa dragged me to events, and like the vibes there were great. So I was like, maybe I'll give this a try. But yeah, I am currently injured. But I'm also now a qualified PT. So that's going to be the next steps. Also qualified in gymnastics coaching. So shout us. But yeah, I think we should just touch base as to where we are now and what the nearer future holds. So I finished uni. Yeah, I've got my graduation next Tuesday. And I'm just taking a year to dilly dally. And I think my main focus is going to be powerlifting and integrating calisthenics. And also getting this off the ground, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully.
Vroom, vroom. Yeah. And hopefully going back into taekwondo or like a martial arts, I think.
Did you mention your qualified PT? That
I
you
did, yeah. Qualified PT now, guys. So I'm going to soon start online coaching. Just needs to be set up. It's been a hectic month.
It's been a hectic month. It's been a hectic year for you. Like,
yeah.
You just need to get yourself. Because I feel like you're the type of person who wants to do so much and so like ambitious and driven, which is such a good thing. But you
then I'm doing like 10 things at once.
Yeah, you never let yourself take the time to actually figure things out. So maybe that's your year.
But Agnesa, you just want to touch base on where you are.
Yeah, so I've just finished my first year uni, and I'm going into second year.
Educated queen.
What?
Sorry.
So going into second year uni, what else am I doing? Kind of doing a bit of coaching on the side, gymnastics, like I said. Cali, obviously, my main focus this year is Cali. I really want to like see. I have seen a lot of progress, I can't lie, this past year. But
she
I
really got her first muscle up, struggle up,
struggle up,
chicken wing.
You know what? I'm not even going to count that because I got over the bar, but like, it doesn't count. I've seen a lot of progress, strength wise, and kind of like trying new things, but I really want like to take Callie
to the next level.
Like, I love it. I love training it. So yeah, focus on Callie, maybe do a few more competitions because those are so much fun. When uni starts, life is so hectic, you know, you got to maintain a social life too.
What's that?
No, I feel like this past year my social life has
blown up.
Yeah, off the charts. This past year my social life has definitely improved significantly. Because also, but we'll talk about this another one. Growing up doing like school and training every day,
you genuinely have no social life.
So difficult.
Because I think you touched on this, but for example, I'm really aware that the lighting has changed so much because it looks like it's about to start pouring down.
Yeah.
Perks of living in London. Access to location denied. For like a Saturday, a typical Saturday was we got up. I think we went, it was like something crazy, like swimming in the morning, then we had piano, and then we went to gymnastics.
I swear it was gymnastics first. Then we had to
something.
Then we had to
I don't think we sat down to have a proper meal in our childhood at the kitchen table. It was all in the car.
Yes.
I just remember eating fish fingers.
And then getting told off because we like stuffed the baby bell wrappers into the seat.
Yeah.
Anyway. So wait, what were we talking about? What we're doing now? And kind of obviously like this podcast is maybe something that's up and coming, hopefully.
Yeah, we just want, like we said, we just want to talk about it because there's not really much about, like, there's a lot of mindset podcasts in, like, the gym space, which are all great. It's, like, focusing your mindset, which we will talk about because it does play a massive part, but there's not really many that talk about experiences and how that's shaped it because everyone goes through something different. Like, we were doing the same sport, but we have different connotations with gymnastics and ballet, and because we're two different people and what we enjoy is also different, so there's not been talks about that. We just wanted to add something new to the space and also free space to yap.
Yeah, it is. It's pouring it down outside.
My prediction was correct.
What else did we want to talk about?
I think that's about it. I'm just really now distracted with the weather because you guys are like coming from the window. Hello.
Cut that.
Yeah. I think we can wrap it up here.
Yeah. Oh, we should mention we want to do a you say section, right?
Yes, so badly. I think we'll put something up this week. We'll get this out first. But we're going to have a you say. We will. I'm going to edit tomorrow the whole day. We're going to have a you say section. Do you want to cover it a bit?
I can do briefly.
Yeah.
So basically, this is going to be a section where hopefully if anyone actually answers, like,
it's fine, I'm gonna answer. I'm gonna interact
with
you. We're
gonna personally direct DM you to say something. But yeah, anyway, you say section. So like, we thought it would be funny if we could say some stuff that you guys are saying
about the gym, about training, like for example, like
funny stories,
what you've had at the gym, because we've had some outrageous things.
We'll kick it off next week with our will be the you say section. We give you guys like a head start, right?
Yeah.
So I think what did we say? I can overheard at the gym, because that is like
we'll have a few overheards at the gym.
Stories.
I think just funny stories.
And serious even, stuff.
Yeah,
too.
Serious stuff. Could take a shower in that rain. Serious stuff as well, your experiences, but it's genuinely like day one, well, day two if you count the first day of attempting to film.
I mean,
it's
it takes
still
a while. It's
really
it's a...
early days, so you'll help us shape this podcast for what it is as well. So
yeah,
it's, come along with us.
No, but it's
journey.
Like the things that people enjoy listening to.
Yeah.
We're obviously going to do more of that. And please, if you have any like
comments,
feedback. Tips, like that will be so welcomed
yeah.
and appreciated, because obviously we don't know what we're doing. We're literally sat in our living room
well,
with these.
Yeah, I mean, we have ideas and there's stuff
yeah.
that we genuinely want to discuss. So there will be focused episodes, and obviously bringing people in, but a lot of it is experimentation.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't really know what else to say. I think we're both really distracted right now.
Yeah, it's
it's really difficult to ignore the weather. So we can wrap it up here.
Yeah, is there anything we wanted to cover before we
I
finish?
I don't think so. I think we covered what we want,
what this is, who we are.
And like kind of our journeys and going forward. So
yeah.
All right, okay. Don't have an outro yet, so if anyone has any suggestions, I'd drop it down below. Drop it in the comments. This should be up, if we manage to sort it, this should be up on YouTube, Spotify Pods, Apple Pods.
Yeah,
and I think that will be it for the moment.
Yeah, we'll have a little experiment, have a look.
Yeah,
this is all very like new for us too. We've never done anything.
We're
like
learning
this.
Literally learning on job. But yeah,
anyway, it's hailing down now.
Yeah.
I think
so. Farewell, Munchkins.
Thank you for joining
you,
us.
Yeah, thank you for
you
listening.
Enjoyed. Please leave suggestions. Tell us what you like, tell us what you didn't like. Tell us if, like, obviously we know the quality of, like, the video and mic.
Yeah.
We're not going to be tip-top.
This is being filmed on our phone. I will put, if Agnesa if the child takes a picture, I'm going to insert
yeah.
the setup on YouTube yeah. because it's, like, the tripod's balancing on the sofa. And
it's great, yeah, take a zero
it's, point. it's quite tragic, and these mics are, like, £15 from Amazon. They were on discount. They were the
you
cheapest ones.
It's a start. We'll if this takes off, like, you know, we'll take it yeah. a step further.
But yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
I really enjoyed this. Thank you for listening.
Farewell, Munchkins. Have a lovely day.
Bye-bye.